Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's only a couple of days until the expiration of Title 42, the COVID-era measure that allowed U.S. authorities to turn migrants away at the southern border, and its lifting could mean a surge of migrants in cities like El Paso. ABC's Maria Villarreal is there.
The shelters are full, and until they get a flight or a bus ride out of the area, this is where they're having to stay. Now, along the border wall, we saw yesterday on U.S. soil, hundreds of migrants waiting upwards of 8 days in the hot sun to be picked up and processed by Border Patrol.
As investigators in the Dallas area continue their search for answers about the mass shooting in an outlet mall, a committee of the Texas House has voted to raise the minimum age for buying assault-style weapons from 18 to 21. The measure, though, is unlikely to see a vote in the full Texas House. Israeli aircraft have hit an apartment building in the Gaza Strip where Islamic Jihad targets were said to be, but Palestinian officials say several civilians also died in those strikes. This is ABC News. With the debt ceiling deadline looming, congressional leaders are headed to the White House for talks with the president today. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Don't expect any big breakthroughs to come in this meeting, and that's because both sides are still digging in. Republicans are demanding steep spending cuts in exchange for raising the nation's debt limit. That is a complete non-starter with the president, who is accusing Republicans of holding the nation's economy hostage.
The Treasury Secretary says the country could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. The hunt is on for a couple of escapees from a Philadelphia jail. They went missing over the weekend.
Officials say surveillance video shows 18-year-old Amin Hurst and 28-year-old Nasir Grant escaping after cutting a hole in a fence at the Philadelphia Industrial Corrections Center Sunday night. Police not realizing the men were missing until yesterday afternoon. Their absence went unnoticed during three scheduled headcounts.
At CBC's Andrew Dimbert, Hurst is accused of four murders. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy had a long history of lawbreaking. Minnesota officials say Jeremiah Johnson was a convicted rapist and registered sex offender with a history of violence. Prison officials in Minnesota say Johnson was out on parole for a 2016 kidnapping and rape conviction when police say he shot and killed Deputy Katie Lysing. You can expect a check from the state of Wisconsin if you use TurboTax to file your income taxes a couple of years ago. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin will get about $2.5 million from the multi-million dollar settlement several states reached with TurboTax. More than 81,000 people in Wisconsin can claim about $30 apiece. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's only a couple of days until the expiration of Title 42, the COVID-era measure that allowed U.S. authorities to turn migrants away at the southern border, and its lifting could mean a surge of migrants in cities like El Paso. ABC's Marie.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How many horse racing fans do we have in the audience? 844-967-2789. Yeah, give us a call if you're a horse racing fan. This is, as I was, you know, I watched the Kentucky Derby before? Yes, I have over the years. Am I a horse racing fan? I can't say that I am. It's not something that I have to do or that I have to see every year. If all the stars are aligned, you know, at a given time when a Kentucky Derby is on, would I watch it? Yes. Is it something that I plan on every year? No. We do know what's at the root of horse racing and all of those things. It's just like everything else, money. But this article stands out because maybe most people didn't realize it, but this past Saturday, there were seven horses that died, you know, at Churchill Downs. Seven horses. Let's understand that these aren't, you know, the horses, excuse me, the pack horses and the horses that you see a lot of people have, these are multi-million dollar animals who've been bred, who are taken care of sometimes better than human beings, because at the root of all of it is money. And so when you see seven horses die, it is more than a notion. Seven horses die at Churchill Downs since April 27th. Two horses collapsed and died, and five others had to be given a cocktail of drugs that killed them because of injuries to their legs. The latest to go down was Freezing Point, a 50-to-1 long shot who pulled up in the stretch in Saturday's eighth race after his trainer said he took a bad step. Before that, it was Chol's Dream, a gelding, in the second race Saturday. He pulled up lame in the first turn and had to be vanned off before he was put down. Another horse was vanned off in a unique ambulance. Now, Horses have been dying in this sport since the beginning of time. I've had misgivings about the sport for years. You know, 844-967-2789. You know, there's something to be said about watching those animals. Beautiful animals. I think a horse is one of the most beautiful and superb animals that there is on the planet. I do know that it is said that horses are the most intelligent of all animals. There are no animals as intelligent as horses. And part of the reason why they don't eat horses in this country, you ever wonder why, Calvin, they don't eat horses as much in our country?
I guess I never really thought we had a good reason.
Well, because horses are the most intelligent of all the beasts. And, you know, it's certainly not that the meat is not good. The meat on a horse is very lean. I've never had a horse. Would probably never eat it, but they eat it all over the world. But in America, horses is something that rarely, if ever, is butchered to be eaten because of their intellect. Well, so when you look at these races where they're, you know, the horse is bred to race, to run, to its peak, its diet, all of those things are all concentrated on for one thing, and that's for the money. And that becomes the question on whether or not this is inhumane treatment of animals or not. There are many people in this audience who are animal lovers. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Do you see anything wrong with horse racing? Is that, in your opinion, is that mistreatment of the animal? People love their dogs. They love their cats. Last time I checked, the horses and animals, you know, as well. And is there something wrong with what is happening, especially what they're finding out now, how many of those animals, those beautiful horses, have to be, you know, once they put them down, once they're down, once they break a leg or something, they, you know, you have to put them down. 844-967-2789. And I think it's a bigger question that I want to put before the audience as far as the betting goes. Our nation has gotten worse with all the betting. So, you know, it used to be rarely, if ever, that you could bet on a football game, professional football game, or professional baseball game, or professional basketball game. In my lifetime, those things were all illegal because at some point they thought that this would negatively affect the games. But no more. It's wide open now. You can go anywhere just about and bet on these games. Why are we encouraging people to bet? You know, it's no different than cigarette addiction or alcohol addiction. Well, actually, it's worse because people who can't control their betting really put themselves in a situation. You know, let's say you're drug addicted. And your drug of choice is cocaine or fentanyl or any of those things. There's only so much of that you can take or your body can take before your body rejects it and you wind up losing your life, as we see unfortunately happen so often. But you can only ingest so much of that. But somebody who's addicted to gambling, on the other hand, can lose it all. Because there is no limit to what you'll lose. You'll lose everything you have in the hopes that you are going to win. The addiction of gambling is that strong. And again, I go back to when they only allowed gambling in Las Vegas and New Jersey. Many of you in this audience remember that. If you wanted to, except for if you wanted to go to the church and then, you know, grandma could play bingo and that was allowed. But now there's a casino on every corner. And they're pilfering people out of their resources. Look, I was going to talk about this later on, but I might as well get it out of the way now. One and two baby boomers have zero savings. One and two. Zero savings. Is it coincidental that all of this open gambling has taken place over the last 30 years? And so people have lost everything. And I know people will say, well, you know, you can't protect people. Well, again, prior to 30 years ago, that didn't exist. If you wanted to gamble, it was Vegas or Atlantic City. And I remember when they opened up all of the gambling, as many of you do. And the fact that people have really been destroyed by that. And now, younger people who are now getting into this early. Well, betting on the basketball games. But now, look, yeah, we used to do a little something called football pools, where you would give $30 a square. You'd give the guy $30, and that would be, yeah, and then you would blindly pick a number. And whatever the two numbers ended in, if it was 27 to 26 and you had 7 and 6, then you would win a portion each quarter. But you knew it was $30, $25 or $5, whatever it was. It wasn't $300, $400, $500, $1,000, $2,000. That's where we are now. And escalating and getting even worse. You know, the casino where I live has just about now, when sports betting went up, man, you should see what is happening, man. You know, there are people who come in. Let's be honest. I don't think you're going to make a career out of sports betting. I think more people are going to lose in sports betting than are going to win, as it is in most gambling. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of...
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to four times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. We're celebrating all mothers at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser Sunday, May 14th. Moms will receive $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points and be eligible to win hourly drawings for a basket filled with gifts as unique as a mother's love. Then every Saturday in May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. You can win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams with our May Makeover promotion at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. After school Satan clubs gain popularity amid legal victories. Huh? What? Oops. What? After school Satan clubs gain popularity amid legal victories. Didn't know there was such a thing as after school Satan clubs. And the fact that this is okay in schools. After school Satan clubs have been steadily increasing in popularity and are not likely to slow down as their supporters rack up media attention and legal wins fighting for free speech. The clubs associated with the Satanic Temple and currently only offered in primary schools began at the beginning of 2020 and quickly gained attention from parents who wanted an alternative to religious clubs, according to June Everett, campaign director of the After School Satan Club. Yeah. Here's what I don't understand. If that's your thing, why does everybody have to know, right? Even if you don't believe in a deity or a higher power, that's fine. Nobody's forcing you into that. But does the world have to know that, and your children have to be subjected to publicly knowing that your kid, is involved in after school Satan club? That's kind of when things started blowing up, and I anticipate that every year moving forward is going to get busier and busier, Everett told The Hill. Last Monday, the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania ruled in favor of the Satanic Temple and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, which sued when the Northampton County School District would not allow the club to meet at its grounds. In a victory for free speech and religious freedom, a federal court has ruled that the Satan County School District must allow the after-school Satan Club to meet in district facilities, the ACLU announced. The Satanic Temple was founded in 2014 and says its mission is to encourage benevolence and empathy, reject tyrannical authority. A member should also use practical common sense and stand up for justice, according to its site. There are congregations around the country, and they tell those interested that if their goals are to sell my soul, get rich, join the Illuminati, etc., they should look somewhere else. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I get it. Yes, you know, people have a right in this country to do almost anything. For heaven's sakes, even a man is running for president of the United States. The other day, rekindled the fact that he said you can grab women, you know, by their privates. It's America. People can say or do any manner of things. But your thought on the after-school Satan Club? 844-967-2789. Look, I know, it's the Constitution. The Constitution says you have a right to free speech and, you know. Are there any barriers at all in your mind when it comes to that? You know, I mean, I'm wondering how many kids are sitting up in the after-school Satan Club. I can just imagine. Maybe one, maybe two. But I don't know, man. It's a strange world today that we live in and getting stranger all the time. Got to go to a break. 844. 967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Border Patrol in Texas is launching new sweeps to find and expel migrants before the pandemic era Title 42.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's only a couple of days until the expiration of Title 42, the COVID-era measure that allowed U.S. authorities to turn migrants away at the southern border, and its lifting could mean a surge of migrants in cities like El Paso. ABC's Maria Villarreal is there.
The shelters are full, and until they get a flight or a bus ride out of the area, this is where they're having to stay. Now, along the border wall, we saw yesterday on U.S. soil, hundreds of migrants waiting upwards of 8 days in the hot sun to be picked up and processed by Border Patrol.
As investigators in the Dallas area continue their search for answers about the mass shooting at an outlet mall, a committee of the Texas House has voted to raise the minimum age for buying assault-style weapons from 18 to 21. The measure, though, is unlikely to see a vote in the full Texas House. Israeli aircraft have hit an apartment building in the Gaza Strip where Islamic Jihad targets were said to be, but Palestinian officials say several civilians also died in those strikes. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. Young voters in Wisconsin had the highest turnout in the nation for the November election. WPR reporting the data from the Census Bureau shows nearly half of all voters aged 18 to 24 cast a ballot, though that data is subject to a wide margin of error. Also in the top 10 for youth voter turnout, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Colorado. As of tomorrow, the White House is ending the COVID-19 public health emergency. Wisconsin residents can still order 2 free at-home COVID tests while supplies last, but the stockpile is expected to run out by the middle of this month. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Deb Standridge says COVID will always be a part of our lives going forward, which is why it's still important to get vaxxed and boosted. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack. So they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, according to Gun Violence Archive, as of 5/9/2023, which is today, gun violence deaths so far in 2023 in America is 14,945. That was as of 5 o'clock this morning. 14,945 people have been lost their lives since the beginning of this year. You know why that's so significant? In 20 years of war, basically on average an Afghan in Afghanistan, only a quarter of that number of service people were killed in two full wars. And yet here we are 5 months, a little bit over 5 months into 2023, and almost 15,000 people have lost their lives through gun violence. Here's another one. Yesterday, man shot 14-year-old in back of head as she was playing hide and seek. The teenager was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is okay and recovering after the incident, according to family members. A Louisiana man was arrested after allegedly shooting his 14-year-old neighbor in the back of the head on Sunday. According to local authorities, the man told police he had unknowingly hit the girl after opening fire on a group of people running away from his home. Children playing hide and seek. That warranted the homeowner to go get his gun, because I guess people say he was threatened in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know how you can possibly be threatened by children. You know it's children. They're having a good time. They're running around. They're playing hide and go seek. In the early morning hours of the day, according to a news release from Cacasson Parish Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to a tiny Lake Charles neighborhood for a reported shooting. After the wounded teenage girl was found at the scene, detectives summoned were summoned, discovering that several children had been playing in the area, hiding on a neighbor's property. When detectives spoke with the property owner, David Van Doyle, 58, of Starks, he stated he observed shadows outside his home, at which time he went inside and retrieved his firearm, the sheriff's office said. Doyle then told investigators he went back outside and began firing at the people he saw running away from his home. I don't, for the life of me, understand why people are so afraid. You got guns. When you have guns, why should you be afraid? I'm a guy without guns, and I'm not afraid. I don't understand that part of this. Well, you've got guns because you're afraid. Afraid of what? In this case, a shadow. The man said he saw a shadow. He saw shadows. So he was afraid. What did he think was going to happen? He heard kids playing, for heaven's sakes, hide and seek. He didn't give it a second thought. He went and got his gun and shot this 14-year-old child in the head. When is it ever going to end? What is it about people and their guns that they have to? They lose all sense, if they ever had any, and revert to their savior, the gun. Man. You shoot this girl in the back of the head, 14 years old. What was she? Well, she's on my property. Hey, if a child is on my property, I'm certainly not running in to get my gun. And if somebody comes on my property, yeah, I live in the city. I don't live in a rural area. If somebody, a child is in my backyard, I'll ask them, why are you there? They didn't commit any crime. That means that they should be shot. The nation has gone mad. People in this country have lost their minds. And then when these things occur again, almost 15,000 people have been killed. It's just the early week, the second week of May, by guns, by gun violence. And still the same thing. Well, we shouldn't be talking about that. We shouldn't be talking about that. What else should we be talking about then? If it's not the gun, well, we should be talking about the mental illness in the society. I'm beginning to think that many people who own guns, I didn't say all, but based on what they're doing with guns, you know, I don't know so much if it's mental illness and that you should blame that on mental illness. When you say somebody's afraid and they've got guns and they use their guns on people, on innocent people, that's not somebody who's mentally ill. That's somebody who's kind of deranged. But there's a difference. People with mental illness can't help themselves. People who run and get their gun because they heard a church house mouse make a little noise, not mentally ill. You're deranged. When, I'm sorry, we can't, why is it we can't even have the conversation? Let's see. I don't think there was a, again, what is it? Calvin, I'm losing, not a massacre. What do they call it when four or more people are?
A mass shooting?
A mass shooting. I don't think there was one yesterday. I didn't check. But there'll probably be one. There's a guarantee there'll be one before the week is out. And more than likely, if you're a betting person and you see that 15,000 people just about have been killed in 5 months, it stands to reason that that's going to be happening. And I just don't understand. Who was it? It was Megyn Kelly, who used to be on Fox News, who said it's time to stop talking about the guns. And when are we going to get beyond talking about the people? Because nothing's ever going to change with the guns. And I'm beginning to think she just may be right. Nothing's going to change with the guns. I don't know what that power feels like because I don't own any guns. I don't know what that feels like or what it does to one's psyche to be able to have and possess that kind of power. But everybody shouldn't be qualified to have one. I don't care what the Constitution says. Because if these, you know, to be accurate, 14,945 people who've been killed thus far this year by the gun, whether it's suicide or whatever it is, that there's something clearly that's going on with the owners of those guns that needs to, people need to take a longer, harder look. And the fact that Megyn Kelly, who's not alone, the former host of Fox News, who said we need to stop talking about the guns because nothing's going to change with that. I'm almost beginning to believe her. What is it going to take before there's ever a real conversation? If you would think that this poor 14-year-old girl being shot in the back of the head for playing hide-and-go-seek, what did the owner fear? The guy, what did he fear? Because at the root of those kinds of things is he was afraid of something. He said he saw a shadow. A shadow was enough to pull out your gun and pull the trigger? Didn't he hear kids? I know he heard kids. But I keep hearing people telling me about people who are afraid. And I still, for the life of me, do not understand why, if you've got an arsenal, you should be afraid. People should be afraid of you. It's not the other way around. People should be afraid of you, and rightfully so, when you look at the numbers of people who are being slaughtered. And I can't help it. Maybe you're tired of hearing this conversation about it. But when are people going to stop? You know, I don't know what this man is going to get. Excuse me. It was a blessing that the young lady that he shot in the back of the head survived. But the long-term damage, I don't care, you know, of what happened to her will affect her the rest of her life. What is the penalty he should pay? Well, I was afraid. I saw shadows running around. That can't be an acceptable, you know, defense. Well, maybe they'll take his guns away from him, so the next time, you know, he'll act accordingly. That can be an acceptable solution. Now lock him up. That's what that should be. Lock him up and lock him up for a long time. Well, he, they were on his property. So what? Is that a death sentence? Is that a death penalty? I own a little property myself. Is that a death sentence for somebody because they're on your property? What is wrong with our nation? And why can't we have a real conversation? We talk about it constantly, and yet nothing is being done. But at some point in time, again, when it's your child, like this poor family that was shot in the back of the head, you'll be willing to have a conversation then. And it's tragic that the only time we want to have that conversation is when some of our loved ones are impacted and affected. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a...
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 48. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Listen, if you are a Democrat, I got some bad news for you. I got some really, really, really bad news for you. This is in today's Alternet. It says, and believe it or not, it doesn't say that, but I'm saying that you believe it or not, Democrats may not retake control of the Supreme Court until 2065. What? Democrats may not retake control of the Supreme Court until 2065 unless they expand the bench, legal experts say. So expanding the bench means packing the court. And I remember when they were talking about packing the court, and there were even other Democrats who said, we don't believe in packing the court. So Republicans have positioned themselves so well that they control and will control the Supreme Court, conceivably, for another 43 years in succession. If you can somehow wrap your mind around that, I can't. You know, I do know I have long since been gone, and my memory will long since have faded by 2065. But it's inconceivable that they've been able to get to a point where they have that kind of power. And anybody who's on the left side of things and doesn't think that they need to pack the court, you got an issue. There were Democrats who are against packing the court. The Republicans already have packed the court. Otherwise, how else is it possible that they could be in a position that they'll still be in charge of the Supreme Court, barring some unforeseen circumstances, like early deaths to some Republican, you know, Supreme Court justices? They're all young. Those people are all young. And so they'll be there. Man, how did that happen? How did Democrats, how was it possible? A newly revised bombshell paper by four school law professors finds Democrats are unlikely to be able to regain majority control of the United States Supreme Court for four more decades. unless they expand the number of justices on the nation's highest court. That finding follows weeks and indeed years worth of allegations of corruption against the conservatives' jurors themselves, including Justice Clarence Thomas, who is the oldest of them, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, John Roberts. You know, these people are firmly in a secure position, that they have lifetime appointments, and this is what stands in the way of there being any equity in this society for another four decades. I find that, man, just implausible at its root. You wouldn't think there would be any way possible that that could be the case, but it is. Political strategist and former Media Matters Vice President Jameson Foser notes this would mean 96 consecutive years of a Republican Supreme Court majority. Man, can you even imagine that? The end game of court packing is a paper that uses simulations based on assumptions about the results of elections, justice, retirement, etc., to predict what might happen with the Supreme Court's composition for the next century. Notes one of the authors, Washington's University and St. Louis School of Law professor Daniel Epps, a nationally recognized expert on the Supreme Court, according to his bios. You may think that this is not a big deal, and they're not saying it's, this is if all the stars are aligned right and people are able to live their lives in longevity, that they would remain in those seats, and that could be over 96 years in a row. It's really hard to even comprehend or imagine that that could be even possible. But the Republicans have done a great job of positioning themselves, thanks to Donald Trump and others, in evil consequences of time, where Ruth Bader Ginsburg hung around too long. And I'm sure if she could come back from her grave, and she knew that this was the outcome, that she certainly would have stepped down. Because there's no way that any Democrat or Republican, any party, and you talk about the founding fathers, and if they knew, they would all say, no, that's not what we envision. It should have never been that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator...
Smell that?
That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.com.
ABC News.